Do you know that Dingle in Ireland in 2003 was twinned with Santa Barbara in California? Do you know that? I certainly didn't know it until I started to dig into Santa Barbara this evening, and I went to Wikipedia and I found that out. And the reason I went to Wikipedia was that I wanted to communicate with AJ Leon in Santa Barbara, and he just written something in a cafe in Santa Barbara, and I wanted to pick out a poem which would fit in with the journey of going round the world in 1,080 days. And I actually have to try and catch up with him, because this is number 11 in the series, and I think AJ is on about day 15 or something like that of his journey, and I don't want to fall too far behind. But it really does tickle my fancy that Dingle, in the southwest of Ireland in Kerry, which is one of my favourite places, is twinned with where AJ Leon is now. Now let me just read you a bit of AJ Leon, a very small bit. It says, "Believe me, I know. I spent a great many years waiting round for the one thing, capitalised, one thing, until I realised this cold-pressed truth. All you have is the ideas you possess in your heart at this very moment, and the decision to muster the courage to act on them or not. Start there, make one thing happen, and when you're done, take a deep breath and do it again. The world is waiting for you." So that's AJ Leon. That's the kind of person he is. He's really trying to get us to do things. And I'm going to do something now. I have picked out a poem very specially to fit in with the journey. And it's called "Do You Remember That Night?" But it's not a modern poem. It's written by Eugene O'Curry, who died in 1862. An old Gaelic scholar, some sort of professor of Irish history. In fact, he was professor of history and archaeology at the Catholic University Dublin. So whatever that was, that must be UCD, really. And this is the poem, and it's got four stanzas, and it's got a point to it. And I first read it on the 21st of March, 1997. I know that because whenever I read a poem, I put in the book the days when I read it for the first time. So this is Eugene O'Curry, born in 1796, so born in the 18th century, lived to be 6 years old. "Do you remember that night? Do you remember that night when you were at the window, with neither hat nor gloves nor coat to shelter you? I reached out my hand to you and you ardently grasped it. I remained to converse with you until the lark began to sing. Do you remember that night that you and I were at the foot of the rowan tree and the night drifting snow? Your head on my breast and your pipe sweetly playing. Little thought I that night that our love ties would loosen. Beloved of my inmost heart, come some night and soon when my people are at rest that we may talk together. My arms will encircle you while I relate my sad tale that your soft, pleasant converse had deprived me of heaven. The fire is unraked, the light unextinguished, the key under the door. Do you softly draw it? My mother is asleep, but I am wide awake, my fortune in my hand. I am ready to go with you." So there you are. That is Some commitment, eh? Some commitment. And I suppose to me, the last line, I am ready to go with you, speaks to the theme of whether I am ready to go with myself. Am I ready to commit myself to being the best person that I can be? Or am I going to wait a bit longer until everything is kind of all sorted out? And AJ Lane made a big point about that in his latest blog post. And the whole theme of it really is, you know, are you waiting for the big, big idea to get really, really clear? Or are you getting on with the business of being creative and doing lots of different things at the same time, simultaneously, synchronistically? Anyway, there you are, AJ, over there in Santa Barbara, twinned with Dingle, Dingle, a superb place in County Kerry, about 60 miles from here would be my guess, maybe a bit longer, further. But there we are. I wish you a great day. Bye-bye.